Today's devotion was written by Isaac Adam of Ghana. The title is, It Is Well With Your Soul. Our text is John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. When I first heard the story of the famous song, When Peace Like a River, I asked myself, why is it that God allows His people to go through such suffering and calamity? What will our friends and relatives say about God when things go bad for us? The writer of this well-known song had a similar experience, and it's what influenced him to write the song. He was a lawyer who had amassed great wealth through his labor, but lost all his property through a fire. Surprisingly, his trust in God was not affected one bit. Later, all four of his daughters died when their ocean liner collided with another ship. His wife survived and sent him the now famous telegram which read, Saved Alone. What a tragedy. What a calamity in the life of a Christian. When he received that message, he was never worried about his trust in God. Instead, he wrote the wonderful song which said, Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul. Amazing as it may seem, God has truly taught us to say, it is well, when we encounter unfortunate circumstances. He promises us in His Word that He told us these things so that we may have peace. In this world we will have trouble. However, we should take heart because Christ has overcome the world through His perfect life, His sacrificial death, and victorious resurrection. What a comforting and refreshing message for all of us as we go through troubles. We need the Word of God to strengthen us each day of our lives, so as not to lean on our own strength, but to put all our trust in the Lord who will guide our paths. In this regard, when calamity befalls us, we are sure God will empower us, and we can also say, It is indeed well with my soul. We pray, Dear Lord Jesus, strengthen us each day by your word, and help us to put our trust in you always. Amen.